Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
Try as they might, the opposition could not shake the Prime Minister, John Key, in their fifth straight day of questions about tax havens, foreign trusts, and an apparent link between them, exposed in the latest Members' Register of Pecuniary Interests, tabled in the House on Tuesday. Mr. Key's disclosure of a short-term deposit with the Antipodes Trust Group became the subject of a hail of questions, including this one from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Can he give New Zealanders a cast-iron assurance in relation to the management of his conflicts of interest that the money he has with Antipodes is not associated with any vehicle designed to avoid tax?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I've made it quite clear. It's money that's held in my name with the New Zealand Trading Bank. It's no different to anybody else, and any lawyer around New Zealand pretty much does trust work.
And again from Andrew Little.
Does he think that he can properly manage his conflicts of interest as Prime Minister if he does not give New Zealanders a cast-iron assurance that he has had no links to any companies or other financial vehicles that are used to reduce tax?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Just answer that in my point I made earlier. I've never had a foreign trust and I pay my fair share of tax.
Questions confusing Mr. Key's pecuniary interests and his ministerial responsibilities prompted a clarification by the Speaker, David Carter.
Individual members are not responsible for the Register of Pecuniary Interests. That is a thing that all members of Parliament are required to comply with. However, ministers are responsible for their management of conflicts of interest. A minister may be asked about financial or other interests only insofar as it involves potential conflicts of interest relating to his or her portfolios. And in the case of the Prime Minister, there is a responsibility for every portfolio, but he still only has ministerial responsibility for potential conflicts of interest.
The Speaker also had to rein in the Prime Minister after Mr. Key went too far in his response to this question from the Leader of the Opposition.
Does he not see there is a fundamental problem with appointing a person to review our foreign trust laws who has advised a government on how to protect its tax haven status?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
The member has proven over the last 2 weeks he's completely unfit to judge who's
order,
a tax haven
order,
or not.
Order! Order! Order. That is a straight personal reflection on the member that's asked the question, and that will be ruled out of order.
While the opposition tried to expose tricky tax evasion tactics of the wealthy, the government announced a new easy tax payment system for the average businessman, with the help of a patsy question for Revenue Minister Michael Woodhouse from one of his own national backbenchers, Alistair Scott.
What is the government doing to reduce tax compliance costs for small businesses?
The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Oh, very good news for small business, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, today the Prime Minister announced a small business-friendly tax package that will make paying tax easier and more certain and help small business tailor payments to their circumstances. This new pay-as-you-go option will benefit 100,000 businesses by allowing them to pay provisional tax 2 monthly based on their accounting income and reducing the risk and cost of underestimating.
Among questions about the new tax payment system was this one from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Why has it taken the government so long to adopt a brilliant policy of removing provisional tax with business PAYE announced by New Zealand First on July 15th last year? Given that they say that imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, how many other policies from New Zealand First would you like to borrow?
Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I thank the member for his flattery because the green paper that the changes are based on was released in March 2015, a full 4 months before New Zealand's first policy.
National backbenchers were even more delighted with the answer that Health Minister Jonathan Coleman had in store for this question from his Labour shadow, Annette King.
Does he stand by his statement that, quote, there's a difference between surgery people actually need and surgery people think they need?
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
Absolutely. There's a difference between a telephone survey of what a person thinks they need and a trained doctor's medical assessment. It's like the difference between how a party thinks they are doing and how they are actually doing.
You're so...
I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.